From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Floodwaters triggered by the drenching rains of Hurricane Irene are still rising in a number of states in the Northeast, causing problems for residents and for utility crews trying to restore power to millions of homes and businesses. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
We're seeing record flooding levels across the northern part of our state. Nine river locations have reached or passed record flooding levels.
Some of the most serious flooding is in Vermont. Senator Patrick Leahy tells WCAX it's difficult to describe the devastation caused by the flooding in his state.
It tears at your heart and soul in a state like this to see what's happened.
Samantha Fields of Vermont Public Radio reports a number of communities in the state are essentially islands right now, surrounded by floodwater.
Deputy Transportation Secretary Sue Minter says that unlike previous storms this year, Irene has taken a toll nearly everywhere.
The damage is not specific. It's not localized. It is throughout the state, and it is far more severe. So there will be a period of time before we are undertaking the activity of rebuilding the roads.
For now, the priority is reestablishing links to the communities that have been cut off by the storm and restoring power to more than 30,000 people around the state. For NPR News, I'm Samantha Fields in Colchester.
President Obama is working on the plan he'll present next week to boost creation of new jobs. He and his advisors are reportedly still considering whether the proposal should be limited to what has a realistic chance of passing the Republican-led House or should instead aim for more ambitious goals. The president is indicating the core of the plan should draw support from both parties.
These are bipartisan ideas that ought to be the kind of proposals that everybody can get behind, no matter what your political affiliation might be. So my hope and expectation is that we can put country before party and get something done for the American people.
The president speaking as he tapped economist Alan Krueger to be the new chairman of the White House Council of Economic Advisers. Activists in Syria say government forces have opened fire on demonstrators who took to the streets after prayers marking the end of the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan. NPR's Kelly McKever says at least seven people have been killed.
Activists say six people were killed in the southern Syrian city of Deraa, where the anti-government uprising began more than 5 months ago. And one person was killed in the city of Homs, which has become a center of unrest in recent weeks. Muslims traditionally visit graves on the first day of Eid, but activists in Syria say security forces are preventing them from entering cemeteries. This after hundreds of people were killed during the holy month of Ramadan alone. The international community is stepping up pressure on Syria's president, Bashar al-Assad, to step down. But the president maintains he's enacting reforms and that the uprising is mainly the work of terrorists. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Beirut.
This is NPR News from Washington. Japan has its sixth new prime minister in the past 5 years, the Japanese parliament electing Yoshihiko Noda to be the country's new leader today. Noda previously served as Japan's finance minister. 22 miners have been rescued in China after a week of being trapped underground. NPR's Louisa Lim in Beijing reports one man was killed in the incident and three others are still missing.
The rescue was shown on state television. The men carried from the mine on stretchers, their eyes covered to protect them from the sun. While underground, the men survived on water dripping from the ceiling. They were trapped a week ago after an adjacent mine shaft flooded. On Sunday, it was discovered they were still alive after tapping noises were heard on a pipe drilled through the rock to provide fresh air. Xinhua News Agency says the mine was illegal and had been shut down in 2007. It had reportedly reopened just a week before the accident. Seven officials have been detained, two others dismissed. China's mines are the deadliest in the world. They're under pressure to produce more to quench China's ever-increasing thirst for energy. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
A father in Southern California has been arrested and accused of throwing his 7-year-old son into the water during a sightseeing cruise. Orange County Sheriff's Department spokesman Jim Amarmino says the man had argued with the boy and became upset when the child would not stop crying.
The father told his son, "If you don't stop, I'm going to throw you overboard." The suspect then hit his child several times and then picked up his son and threw him overboard.
Amarmino says the man appears to have been drinking. The boy was rescued by a boater who was nearby. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.